In this bulletin, regional Australia to benefit from a pre-budget announcement of $100 million. World authorities pay tribute to the 1 million people killed by COVID-19. And in football, Tony Gustafsson named as the new Matildas coach. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Parts of regional Australia devastated by bushfires, floods and COVID-19 are set to receive a $100 million boost in federal funding. The package will be unveiled today by Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack ahead of next week's federal budget. Eligible regions include the Snowy Mountains, Hunter, Newcastle and Parkes regions in New South Wales, Victoria's Gippsland region and Cairns, Gladstone, Mackay Isaac, Whitsunday and the Tropical North in Queensland. All of Tasmania, South Australia's Kangaroo Island and Western Australia's southwest are also included. Mr. McCormack says the funding will create jobs and bolster recovery through projects created in partnership with other levels of government. World authorities have paid tribute to victims of COVID-19 as the global death toll passes 1 million people. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says 882 Australians are among the victims.
And it is a reminder that we are living in the midst of a global pandemic. This is a pandemic that has been visited upon Australia from outside our shores and is one that has impacted on us greatly.
United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres is calling for the world to continue battling the pandemic, one which he says has no end in sight.
There were fathers and mothers, wives and husbands, brothers and sisters, friends and colleagues. The pain has been multiplied by the savageness of this disease. Risks of infection kept families from bedsides, and the process of mourning and celebrating a life was often made impossible. How do you say goodbye without holding a hand or extending a gentle kiss, a warm embrace, a final whispered, I love you?
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is strongly urging the Lebanese people to take action in the hopes of preventing another serious explosion. A blast at a Beirut port in August killed almost 200 people, and the Israeli leader is concerned militant group Hezbollah has an explosives depot near a gas company. Speaking to the United Nations General Assembly, Mr. Netanyahu produced maps and pleaded with the Lebanese community to shut down this secret arms depot.
You've got to protest this, because if this thing explodes, it's another tragedy. I say to the people of Lebanon, Israel means you no harm, but Iran does. Iran and Hezbollah have deliberately put you and your families in grave danger.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has released his latest tax returns, and he's encouraging rival Donald Trump to do the same. In a few hours' time, Mr. Biden and US President Trump will take part in the first debate of the 2020 campaign ahead of the November election. Mr. Trump is under pressure to share his financial records after media reports showed he paid only $750 US in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017. Mr. Biden's documents indicate he and his wife paid more than $346,000 in federal taxes and other payments for 2019. In football, Australia's governing body has confirmed the appointment of Tony Gustafsson as the new coach of the women's national team, the Matildas, on a four-year contract. The 47-year-old Swede replaces Ante Milicic. He says creating a healthy and inclusive culture is his priority goal from the outset.
I want to create a culture where we embrace differences and work together every day to get one day better as an individual and as a team. I think we can create a culture where everyone feels important and included. To create a legacy that is bigger than ourselves, I think we can create a healthy culture.
Mr. Gustafsson has been the United States assistant coach in two Women's World Cup winning teams. Apart from the Tokyo and Paris Olympics, Gustafsson's biggest job will be overseeing the World Cup campaign in 2023, which is being hosted by Australia and New Zealand. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 22. Adelaide, shower or two and 19. Melbourne, much the same, 19 degrees. Hobart, cloudy, 20. Canberra, showers and 14. Wollongong, an afternoon shower or two and 20 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions, 22. Newcastle, cloudy and 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, much the same and 29. Darwin, mostly sunny and 34. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News. News.